Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning Memorial Day edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers that are out there getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, and you'll find us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. By the way, they've been waiting to do that. There's a full house. Okay, bye, guys. There's a full house over at the hotel tonight, and the bar was very busy when I walked outside and looked over there. I could hear the music every time they'd open the door. So I don't know. It's Hail Hill, the gang's all here. You know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we join in reminding everybody the words under God are in the Pledge of Allegiance because we were founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, Memorial Day today, actually, yesterday, the 30th of May, was the official celebration of Memorial Day, but because it doesn't fall on a Monday, it's the last Monday of May, today is technically the government version of Memorial Day. But I had to set some people straight over the weekend again about, thank you for your service and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. And I did it respectfully because, folks, Memorial Day is not about veterans who are still alive. It's about those men and women, the ones that didn't come home. And originally, it was known as Decoration Day, starting up in October the 30th of 1868. Memorial Day was originally designed to decorate the graves of the fallen soldiers in the Civil War, both the Confederate soldiers in the Confederate cemeteries and the Union soldiers in the Union cemeteries. And that's how that all got started up, correct?
That's right, yes.
But after this period of time and having changed it to Memorial Day from Decoration Day in May of 1970, it seems that some of the sacred meaning of Memorial Day has become diluted and lost because the younger generation, when you look at them, it's kind of like, well, man, we got no school on Monday. We're going to go have a good time at the beach.
Yes, exactly. It becomes another sort of long weekend. And as you're talking about, it can be more or less equated with, at least in the minds of many, that it's really about veterans or it's about the military. But Memorial Day is a very, very special day because, as you said, Captain, you know, we're remembering those who have fallen in the line of duty and never came home.
Right. And one of the things that you'll notice about today is you'll see the flags at half-mast. And if you're watching at noontime or thereabouts, you'll watch the flags go up to full staff and then go back down to half-mast again. Because under the public law pertaining to the flag, under the Federal Flag Code 94-344, the American flag should be flown on Memorial Day and lowered at half-mast until noon.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And some people will leave the flag down at half-mast all day long.
Right, exactly. So there is a protocol to all of this, exactly. Yes.
Yeah, and the code further dictates that it can be flown at half-staff to honor the newly deceased federal or state governments by the official order of the president or the governor, respectfully. But technically, you're supposed to fly the flag at half-staff until 12 noon and then take it back up to full staff.
Right, right.
And a lot of people, I guarantee you, don't know that.
I perchance to think that that they don't know that. You're right.
So, again, just little things about Memorial Day, and they're not teaching the kids this in school. They really aren't.
No, and of course, Memorial Day is sacred. You know, it's hallowed ground, as it were, especially for the families who have lost someone who did not come back from their deployment in war. And so, yes, it's this is a time when we reflect and remember that the freedom that we enjoy, the very fact that we can have radio programs like this one, is because of those who have given literally the last full measure that we might be free.
Well, if they hadn't devoted themselves and given up their lives, we might all be speaking Russian or German or maybe Japanese or a combination of all three.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. And it's every single generation has to make sure that we continue to be free. And this is why it needs to be passed down. It needs to be understood. It needs to be respected. Absolutely.
Yep. And if you get a chance, ladies and gentlemen, and you got little ones, take them to a military cemetery, government cemetery, and let them take a look at the graves and just respectfully walk through there and point out whatever it is that you can point out. By the way, there are people there that will explain to you what you're looking at. So it would be a great day to do that. In the meantime, we'll be right back with more right after this break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All righty, and we're back on the Captain's America Third Watch, and this first part of the program, this first segment is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is something that I definitely take because of what it does for me. It's got the natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which targets the inflammation that you have and goes right straight to the source of the pain that you're having, too, which is really important when you're dealing with something that you're trying to get rid of, like a sore foot or ankle or leg or side or back or whatever the case might be, arthritis, rheumatism, bursitis, et cetera, et cetera. But it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in, and it will help the rehealing process, too. Now, it costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. That's $19.95. And you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, to find out more. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Now, when I talked to Pete and Seth Talbot last week, I told them what I was going to do, and I asked them if there was a certain song that I could play for them for Memorial Day and dedicate it to their sponsorship of the segment. And they said, yes. I said, okay, what is it? They told me, and you're about to hear it right now.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at them bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Roll providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Monday when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost.
Toby Keith, and that's I'm an American Soldier. And again, that was played at the request of Pete and Seth Talbot, who wanted to dedicate this segment and that song to Memorial Day. And Kyle, that says a lot to me about them.
Oh, absolutely, Captain. Yeah, that's a great song. And again, just a, you know, what it describes and everything is just really, really hits home.
Yeah, and if you would like to call up and honor someone that is in your family or has been in your family that served and perhaps they've lost their life in service to the country, I would love to have you call us at 877-969-8600, and we definitely will honor them for you right here on the air. And again, let's see, Eric's talking about the ceremony for raising the flag at 12 noon. And also talking about the hand salute, and we're going to do all that. There's going to be a bunch of veterans today where I'm going to be, Eric, and we're going to do that at Moss Nissan. They've got this huge flag. If you've ever been up there, picture this, Carl. They've got this huge flag that makes anything else you've seen in terms of large American flags look small. and when they put it up at full staff, it's like, holy smokes.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it 2-3 miles away, at least, if not further. But anyway, it is what it is. All right, well, unfortunately, there is news. We do have to talk about it. Miami just became a hellhole again for the umpteenth time, but they had a massive shooting. There's currently a manhunt going on for what they believe is 3 armed killers that killed at least 2 people, fired at least 100 rounds into a crowd, and probably wounded as many as 25 other people. Now, what else do you know about this?
That's right, Captain. We know that at least 20 people were injured and 2 people were dead at the scene outside of a banquet hall, and that was early on Sunday morning. But this is a quite interesting a detail as well that's coming out. It is being said that according to reports, some of the people in the crowd that were being fired upon actually returned fire. So we're waiting for confirmation on that, but that is quite a turn of events in this particular attempted mass shooting. Basically, of course, they hit about at least 20 people, but 2 people have died.
Well, we're talking about Memorial Day. We're talking about Little Cuba, Hialeah, which is what we call it down there, and to have weapons down there would not be uncommon. Now, the other thing is, and I don't know if this is related or not, the fact of the matter is they had a block fire or something like that? A whole bunch of houses were on fire as we speak?
That's right. At least 10 families were displaced out of their homes in Hialeah, as some 50 firefighters were called in to fight this massive blaze that started up just around 4 p.m. or so on Sunday, yesterday. So they were able to save a bunch of the units that were around these homes, but at least 10 of them, I think, have literally become a total loss. And again, just a lot of firefighters being brought in. This occurred near the area of 22nd Street and East 6th Avenue in Hialeah.
Well, there's not only a lot of homes in there, but there's a lot of warehouses scattered in there amongst them, and sometimes these things are related. I'm not saying it is, but sometimes these things are related. And, oh, by the way, good morning to my buddy Fitz down there in Manatee County. Nice to hear from you, Fitz, and we'll see you on Thursday down there at Mixon's Fruit Farm. And, Eric, again, I appreciate you sending that to us. Eric's in the chat room talking to us about the history of the flag raising going back up to full staff. But the other thing is, Fitz was in there talking about something that we'd already talked about, and that was the beginnings, the origins of Memorial Day, going back to Decoration Day. In the South, we're decorating the graves of not only the Union soldiers at the military cemeteries, but also the Confederate soldiers in their cemeteries scattered around the South.
Yes, exactly, and it is certainly, especially back then, in 1868, that would have been a major sign of trying to make sure the country was coming back together in unity. So, again, as you said, it became a federal holiday in 1970 and was called Memorial Day.
Yep, May the 30th, and if it's the last Monday of the month of May. And if the last Monday of the month of May falls on a 30th, that's fine. If it's a 31st or whatever, then that's when they're going to celebrate, and that technically is what the government's doing today. Now, this is kind of a weird story, Kyle. Google employees are sharing their concerns over location tracking, according to a lawsuit. And what they're talking about is Google has not only the website that can track your location if you agree to it, and agree to it in the settings, I might add. But they also have a telephone that's out there that does the same thing, and you don't even know it's doing it.
Well, right, and there are certain apps and so forth you can have as well you can share locations with and so forth with your friends or family. And a lot of times, and many Google customers will get emails from time to time saying, your app is sharing your location, and to confirm that, this kind of thing. But that's exactly right. Any of these phones or computers, when you connect into these different networks, more than likely are getting your almost exact location.
Yeah, and there are some websites and some individuals that will tell you, and some of these patriotic groups, how to keep from being monitored everywhere you go and everything you say, because if you're using Google as your search engine, that's problem number one. But anyway, I'll be right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we continue to honor those that have lost their lives on this Memorial Day. And when we come back, we're going to play a song that Mike Lindell asked me to play during his segment sponsorship. And this is a little bit different from most, and you're going to love it when you hear it. I'll be right back with the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
There have been renewed calls to get to the bottom of the source of the coronavirus, following reports that some COVID cases may have occurred a month before China initially reported them. President Biden has asked U.S. intelligence officials to dig deeper into the possibility that the virus leaked from a Chinese lab, while several members of Congress have called for a full investigation. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says that determining whether the virus escaped from a lab is important. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that it could change the way that virus research is conducted.
I think if we assess that there's a probability or possibility that this came out of a lab, it's going to affect how we respond to this. We're going to need to focus on trying to get better controls in this sort of high-risk research going forward and get better controls over these BSL-4, these high-security labs that conduct this research. Incidentally, China was not conducting this research in a BSL-4 lab. They were doing it in a lower-security BSL-2 lab.
This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody. This is a very special program. We do this every year at this time. This is one of the days that we really try to give back to everybody and anybody that we know that this applies to, because I have some personal friends that are Gold Star parents that have lost their sons or daughters. Craig, Susan, Jan, Walt, and Chris, you know who you are. I don't need to explain anything. And by the way, Ms. Rosemary called up in tears a few minutes ago. She's doing okay, but she still is having the problems she's had. And she just wanted to let everybody know she was saying a prayer for everybody. So there you go. And thank you to Ms. Rosemary. Now, before I do what I'm going to do here, Mike Lindell at MyPillow has got me talking about his pillows now, and all you got to do is use the product code CAPTAIN to save money on anything that he's got there. The pillows he has are now $40 less than what they were, the lowest price ever. The MyPillow towel set that he's got, the six-piece towel set, is marked down $65. And again, all you got to do is use the product code CAPTAIN. Now, you can go to the website, MyPillow.com, take a look at what they've got. Use the product code CAPTAIN to get the deep discounts on everything that's there. Or you can give them a call at their number, 800-641-5459. Number again, 800-641-5459. Now, this segment of the program is brought to you by MyPillow, and Mike Lindell had me look up a song that I didn't even know existed, and we're going to play that for you right now a little bit. This is called The Last Monday in May.
took a musket ball in Chancellorsville. I went down and I lie here still, underneath a cross of stone. The world has turned and time's moved on. There are seasons when it seems that everyone's forgotten me. Till the last Monday in May, when all the springtime flowers bloom, they come and decorate my grave, but only bones lie here entombed. My spirit flies as high as old glory waves on the last Monday in May. I fought on a distant shore in the war to end all wars. World War One turned into two. Argonne into Peleliu. It's hard to rest so far from home. One day a year I'm not alone. The last Monday in May, when all the springtime flowers bloom, they come and decorate my grave, but only bones lie here entombed. My spirit flies as high as waves on the last Monday in May.
Now that is Ward Davis, and that's called The Last Monday in May. And I had never heard that song, I have to admit, and I should have, but I'd never heard that song. It's a Nashville recording artist, and he did that actually at the Grand Ole Opry's where he performed that a few years ago. And Kyle, that was something that Mike Lindell asked me about, and I didn't know about it. I had a listener mention something to me about it, and I went, holy cow, I guess I better play it.
Well, it's just a wonderful selection from Mike Lindell, obviously, mm-hmm. and I'm just sitting here listening to it and just being very moved by it. What a great song!
Yeah, it's about the soldiers being buried in different wars, and it goes on to Korean Vietnam and modern day. All right, we've got Dan DeMann, the professor emeritus up there in Indiana. Good morning, there, Mr. Dan. What's up?
Well, I want to honor my older brother.
Okay.
His name was Wayne McDaniel. He died during Tet Offensive 1968.
Mm-hmm.
Cu Chi, South Vietnam.
Yep.
And 53 years later, he's still well fought in.
Yep. Yep.
And Memorial Day is like a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You never forget the loved one.
No.
Taken from you early.
Yep.
So, I've been in Israel for the last 3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And I was shocked when I got to our new embassy because our illustrious president, Joseph Biden, has now ordered that the Black Lives Matter flag fly at all embassies throughout the world.
Correct.
Boy, if that wasn't a shock.
Yeah, well, that may be not much of a shock soon. There's a move afoot to get that removed because according to the U.S. flag code. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say that. I heard that. I mean, I hope everybody's had a good weekend so far.
Yeah. Well, it's a Memorial Day weekend. We're all remembering, you know, those that didn't come back. That's what we do. But anyway, Dan, I've got a whole bunch of callers here, and I really appreciate your call.
Hey, you guys, you and Kyle. Have a great Memorial Day.
Thank you.
And I'll talk to you later on in the week.
Thank you, Dan, very much. Okay, there you go. Now, Kyle, we're going to go to Mike in Clearwater. Go ahead, Mike.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. I just want everybody to remember that before you have your cookout today, which everybody's going to be doing, just take a moment of silence to remember these wonderful people that put themselves in harm way, you know, harm's way. It takes a special kind of person to say, you know, I'm going to step up to the plate and I'm going to go fight for my country, knowing that they may not return. And, you know, my heart goes out to everyone who did exactly that, because of them is why we're able to have the cookout. So just take a moment of silence and then enjoy the cookout, because the time, people would want
The time to take the moment of silence officially is at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. However, I would wait till noontime when the flags go back up to full staff, and that's when I would do it.
Right, Captain. But anyway, before I go real quick, just remember them, because they took care of you, and they're the reason why you're able to have that cookout in the beginning. So everybody have a happy Memorial Day. Be safe, and, you know, God bless the people that stepped up, because this wouldn't be possible without them. Thank you so much.
All right. And again, when it comes to Memorial Day, Kyle, you know, we have a lot of things to remember. Now, I'm going to go very quickly to Todd in Tampa, and I hope Todd in Tampa keeps it light tonight. Go ahead, Todd.
I just want to say, let's get down to business. I want to thank our first responders, our cops, who are getting defunded from these idiot Democrats. Just want to say, God bless you out there. We know you're dealing with, you know, just great situations, and you're coming through. Just want to say to our military, we love you. We thank you. Praise God for you. We thank everyone in this country, the greatest country in the world. Okay, and we got to keep fighting for our freedom, because we're under attack by people that want to rob us, steal us, and hurt America and hurt the American people. They hurt. They hate us. Okay, they hate us.
Yep.
Okay, and we got to stand up and fight and fight and continue to fight, because the unholiness that's going on in Washington has reached epic proportions. Just want to tell our cops and everybody out there that's fighting on the front lines and behind the scenes that doesn't get any recognition, we love you, we praise God for you, and we thank our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for making America the greatest country in the world. God bless you.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Thank you very much, Todd. And Kyle, I was going to say, I think that was very respectful on the part of Todd, because we don't need to have, you know, any of the normal stuff that we get today and tonight. That's not what we do on Memorial Day on this program. Same thing for Veterans Day, and September 11th is probably the roughest time for me, because that's when I'm right in the thick of it, and it's like peeling every minute of it all over again, but it is what it is.
Well, no, you're right, and it's a special day today, obviously, and that's why we're approaching it this way. And, you know, Captain, I was just thinking about, you know, the heroism that has gone on for those who didn't come back.
You betcha.
It's just unbelievable.
Hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back. We're going to do the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming up, and then we'll take another call or two. We're going to try to keep it short and sweet tonight. So there you go. I'll be right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. And by the way, you always get a free cup of coffee when you stop in there, for sure. So you want to make sure you do that. But when you get that free cup of coffee, how about joining the Drivers Club, too? And that way you can get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, and also you'll get points for the supplies you buy in the trucker store. All right, well, continuing with the tone for tonight, here's the Truckers Highway and Byway music for this segment.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach. it good. Where the stars and the stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. I pledge allegiance to this flag. That bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud to do, hey, we could use some more like me and you. Where the stars and the stripes and the eagles fly.
That is Aaron Tippett, where the stars and stripes and the eagles fly. And that was done, Kyle, about the time the first World Trade Center was struck. Remember that?
That's right. I do.
Yep. And Aaron Tippett, of course, is a trucker himself. He's got some trucks he runs out on the highway, and you might even see him out there driving one of them every now and then. So there you go. Now, let's take a look at the weather because, boy, we got something going on here. Record-breaking heat is expected to build across the west through midweek. Now, we're talking about not just red temperatures. We're talking about orange temperatures, which means you're going to have temperatures up around 100 degrees in a lot of places out there north of you, Kyle. And excessive heat warnings and watches and heat advisories have been issued for not only California, but Oregon and Nevada. Now, severe weather and flash flooding will continue across the southern plains through Tuesday. And we've got a bunch of warnings tonight. Flood, severe thunderstorm. We've had some tornado watches. I haven't heard about any tornadoes touching down. But Oklahoma and parts of New Mexico and Texas and southwest Kansas. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. You're right. We've got low pressure moving out of the west, basically, with high pressure moving in. That means we're going to have a lot more warm temperatures starting up in southern Oregon tonight. Medford, Grants Pass, as you come down Interstate 5, you've got heat advisories there. Also, though, in central California, now this is going to stretch all the way from Bakersfield up through Modesto, Stockton, Sacramento, Yuba City, and Redding. You've got an excessive heat warning, and that means you're going to have very, very high temperatures. Just next door over in Nevada, in the Las Vegas area, you've also got an excessive heat watch going on. And in those areas, for places like Pahrump, Las Vegas, Mesquite, Lake Mead National Recreation Area, Laughlin, Bullhead City, you could see temperatures 103 to 110. So if you happen to be driving one of those refrigerated trucks, you might want to go and get in the back of that then for a while, you know. But it's going to be hot. And then to round everything out, the issue in Missoula, Montana that we've been tracking, that's the Clark Fork River that has been flooding in recent times. So it looks like that's going to continue until about Monday afternoon, when that flood watch, flood advisory is gonna continue. So about midday or so on Memorial Day. But that's what's going on out west tonight, Captain. That's gonna be hot.
Yeah, you guys want to check your radiators, make sure you got the right cooling in there, because if you don't, you're liable to have a big problem when you start climbing up out of Las Vegas to go up into California, because Las Vegas is down in the valley. All right, well, here we go. The southwestern corner of Kansas tonight, rain and flood watches and warnings are there, as well as the panhandle of Oklahoma to include the western, about 50 miles or so of Oklahoma, all the way down to Texas, down towards Wichita Falls. Now, down around Lubbock, we've got some flood warnings there right now for active flood warnings going on. And then down below Lubbock, down almost to Midland, Texas, there's a severe thunderstorm warning and a tornado watch in that one. So please be careful. Remember, keep the weather radios on in this kind of weather. And you've got flooding all the way, gee whiz, from the Arizona line right there around Ruidoso and Roswell, right over here into Texas, about 150 miles, and then straight on up to, as I said, Wichita Falls and up into Oklahoma and right up into Kansas, that southwest corner of Kansas. So that's where the rough weather is tonight. Now, up north, in the northeast, Kyle, they got to have their heat turned on because they've got... They've got a frost warning in the western part, southwestern corner of New York State and the northwestern corner of Pennsylvania. Not quite to Erie, but up there in the hilly areas out there, north of Snowshoe, I might add, but the hilly areas of Pennsylvania and the southwestern corner of New York. So they'll have the heat on there. I can't wait to talk to Chris Markowski about this one because he said it was a little cool up there last Friday. So I can only imagine what's going on now. But these storms are going to keep going all night long, and tomorrow they'll be probably a little bit more intense as things warm up. So please be careful. And Kyle, tell us again about the Flying J and about the points that you can save there.
Well, that's right, Captain. If you join the Drivers Club there and you download their new app, the My Rewards Plus app, you can start saving literally right away, and professional drivers can earn 4 points per gallon after only 6 fills. But anybody can join the Drivers Club, and again, that's the My Rewards Plus app. It's available for both iOS and Android, and you can go to pilotflyingj.com for more information and to be able to download these download the app and find out, especially, you know what, Captain, if they use the location function at the pilotflyingj.com, they can type in their area where they're at. They'll see exactly where all the pilot and or flying J's are. You can plan your trip accordingly that way.
Very good. Now, folks, tonight we are honoring the Gold Star families, and anyone who wants to mention their loved ones on the air can give us a call, and we'll gladly let you do that, honor your loved one that's either serving or has served or maybe was killed in action. Hopefully not, but if that's the case, you can certainly call up here at 877-969-8600, mention your name, and we're doing this in honor of them, to honor those that we've lost in the wars. And I guess what I'll do is I'll start out right now with my dad. He's the reason that I owe everything to him, because he was my best buddy when I was growing up, and taught me how to fish, how to hunt, how to do whatever I needed to do to survive. And he was the fire chief in town. And when I used to ride in the rescue truck, which was an old bread truck, and he let me run the siren, which is hilarious. It was a manual siren. Remember those old like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was one of those. And, of course, you had to turn the button to get it to sound. And they didn't have the wailing thing and all that time at the sound, but at the time. But I turned the red lights on and the siren, and away we go.
Wow. That is cool.
I guess that's why I wound up being a firefighter, because I wanted to be just like my dad. But anyway, that's my hero, and that's who I honor on this day. And I've got three guys that are still POW MIA to this day, and I talked about them on Saturday. But we'll get you home somehow, guys. Somehow, some way, we'll find out, and we'll bring you three guys home. All right, I'll be right back right after the top of the hour news. And the local stations get a chance to pay some of their bills and all that. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shocker? Why shocker?
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor, and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite, and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.